What I'm hoping it's going to be is a big stupid monster film, which is exactly what I want it to be.
Right, okay. Yeah, it looks like it is.
Yeah. So,
all right, well, this doesn't constitute a bonus section because we haven't seen the film.
No.
So, next on the list, are you going to do... You got one that you...
I have got one, actually. Yeah, this is... I wanted to talk this. I talk about this on the show a couple of weeks ago. I didn't have time on the most recent show to talk about this, but this is... I wanted to pay tribute to an actor called Bill Paxton, who died on February the 25th of a stroke after complications from heart surgery. He was very young. How old was he? I'm just trying to figure that out. He was in his 60s. 61. Really, really ridiculously young. Mm-hmm. And he first came on my radar in 1986 when I saw him in the film Aliens.
And which person was he in Aliens?
He plays Private Hudson.
Okay, give me a line.
Game over, man! Game over!
Game over, man! Game over!
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an absolute legend in that film. And yeah. After he died, I was thinking about why he makes such an impact on that film. Because he doesn't... Is it a spoiler to say he doesn't make it to the end? If nobody's seen it? I suppose it isn't. We won't tell people what happens to him, but...
It's quite an old film now.
It is quite an old film, but even so, you know, is it still okay to talk about films from years and years ago and spoil them?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
If people haven't seen them.
Yeah, it is.
It is, okay. So he doesn't make it to the end, but unless you identify with Sigourney Weaver or Michael Biehn, who plays Corporal Hicks, you might also identify with the sleazy company guy. And you know, but if you're a bit of a coward and you're afraid of situations like they're in, then Private Hudson is your way into this film.
Because it's not just that, he adds to the tension so massively.
Yeah, he really does. Yeah. So you know, he's a wisecracking, smart aleck who's hiding his insecurity by constantly mouthing off all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when things get really tight, he's, you know, he really does step up to help to save the day, and in so doing gives his life. And that's the first time I saw him in anything, and he has a profound impact on that film as an actor. Yeah. You know, he's larger than life.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that he's giving it some, I think is the phrase. Yeah. And you know, as you say, he contributes massively to it. His big breakthrough, I suppose, was Weird Science.
Ah, Weird Science.
In which he played older brother Chet, who's a bit of a jock idiot. And before that, he was in another James Cameron movie, The Terminator, as one of the punk guys who meet Arnie at the beginning at the Norman Rockwell Observatory.
I need your coat, your boots, and your motorcycle.
No, not that one. He says, nice night for a walk, eh?
Nice night for a walk, eh?
Wash day today. Nothing clean, right?
Nothing clean, right?
That's it. So he's the first guy to get killed in the Terminator.
Wow, what a distinction.
Yeah, what a distinction. So I think he said he's the only guy to have been killed by a Terminator, an alien, or many aliens, and he was also in Predator 2, which is not a great film, to be honest. If you watch Predator and Predator 2 back-to-back, you can see the massive gulf in quality between the two, but
yeah,
Predator 2 as a standalone
movie
is not bad.
I don't really remember it.
But he plays a sort of slightly watered-down version of Corporal Private Hudson in that. So he's a bit of a wisecracking idiot. So yeah, Predator 2, he's in Titanic. He sort of bookends Titanic. He's the boss of the submersible project that's going on. And then most recently, he was the lead in Twister. He was in Apollo 13. He's terrific in Apollo 13 as one of the astronauts. Most recently, he's in a great favourite of mine called Edge of Tomorrow, in which he plays a drill sergeant. I've seen it. It's a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, it's good. It's very, very good. In which he plays a drill sergeant, and he's very good in that.
Oh, hang on. Is that... That's not the one where things repeat.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good.
It's terrific, isn't it?
I was absolutely shocked how good that was. It seemed like it was going to be awful.
That's fantastic.
And it won me over.
It's such a sleeper... Not a sleeper hit. It did very well, but it's such a movie that you think is going to be really... generic and yeah. But it's not, is it? It's very clever.
My main problem with it was they did the repeating stuff so well that when they got out of the loop,
it was a bit boring.
It lost its edge for
it
me.
It definitely lost some momentum when
it was supposed to have. It was supposed to kind of be the ultra tension because this is the bit you can't repeat.
Yeah.
But they'd made the repeating bit so fun and exciting and playing on the computer game thing and stuff. That I actually felt like it then just went off the boil.
Yeah, I agree.
Which was a pity.
I agree, but maybe that's because the rest of the film is so good that the rest of it can't live up to that momentum.
It was surprisingly good, and the way it reveals its plot is really nice.
Yeah, it's very clever.
And it's so obviously post-computer game in its narrative structure that was really fun as well.
Yeah, there's elements of stuff that I used to play, like Half-Life and...
Yeah, but just the whole idea is obviously a computer game idea that you just get to keep going.
Yeah.
You
have a save point that you can go back to.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unlimited lives. And then
so, turning that into a plot that worked rather than just a sort of weird feature of computer games, I thought was really clever.
So that was his most recent thing. He's also directed a couple of films, one of which I've seen. There's a movie called Frailty from 2001, which also stars Matthew McConaughey. In which he plays a man who becomes something of a religious zealot. And that's played with a slight wink, I would say. But it's very, very good. It's very, very, very well-made movie. Mm. I just wanted to pay tribute to Bill Paxton, really. He's left behind a great deal of quality movies for folks to watch. He was a great supporter of the arts. And by all accounts, you know, he's an actor, right? So he's going to be nothing like the people that he plays on screen. By all accounts, he was a thoroughly nice chap and someone that you'd want to sit down and have a drink with. So, yeah, Bill Paxton.
Cool. Bill Paxton. Well done.
Yes, well done, sir.